Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell, a weekly conversation about the things that matter most in our lives with Stace Cargie and Lindy Turner.
Welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. I am Stace Cargie.
And I'm Lindy Turner.
And this is our weekly conversation of all things that matter, our friends, our finances, our families, our futures, and we are celebrating, Lindy!
Homeownership Month!
Woo! The entire month of June is National Home Ownership Month, and celebrating with us today, she is the managing principal broker at Movin' and Groovin' Realty Solutions, PLLC. That's actually my favorite name of any realty company. Movin' and Groovin', Kayla Hahn.
Hey, thanks for having me.
That's it. Come on, Kayla. Movin' and Groovin'.
Woohoo!
There we go. Now we're there. I got to ask, where did you start? Where did the name come from?
Well, no matter what life throws you, you have to keep moving and grooving. So that's kind of where I got it from. We're home of the wraparound experience and meet everybody individually where they're at in their own certain path of home ownership and wrap our arms around them, give them a wraparound experience.
That is actually lovely because, of course, in my generation, I'm thinking, I'm over here in my head singing, grooving. You don't even know that song would be my guess.
I've never heard it.
Oh, my Lord. Lindy, I'll give you a tutorial on that afterwards. So you have been a realtor now for how many years, Kayla?
5 years.
And in that 5 years, you have learned so much. You've been with a couple different companies, got some really great mentors under your belt, and you just opened up your new business just last fall.
Actually, February 6th.
Oh, I thought it was longer than that even. So, wow, just a couple months now.
Yeah.
Wow.
She hadn't been grooving quite as long as you thought.
Well, I've been grooving longer than you've known.
She's always been grooving, let me tell you. Kayla, I got to ask. So, what made you decide to become a realtor?
Well, in 2020, life kind of hit us in a really wild manner, and I was laid off due to COVID. Single mom, no job, and a mortgage payment that was due. So I had to decide to do something, and I decided to jump into real estate.
That's a big jump.
Yes, it is, especially in 2020 during COVID. So I celebrate that you've done so well.
Thank you so much.
Yay, because while, you know, the housing market has been super hot the last few years, in 2020, not so much, because it was a tough time. Tell us a little bit more about how did you get so brave?
Yeah, so it was a happy accident. One of my very favorite people in the entire world, Annette Renault, she's a realtor as well. She was my real estate agent when I purchased my own home at 27, and I called her. I said, hey, I've just lost my job. I just went through a divorce. Everything's going crazy. What can I do? And she came. She sat with me. We talked about selling my house, and before she left, she said, there's no way I'm letting you sell your house. You need to join my team. So she was amazing. She took me under her wing and has taught me so much since.
That is amazing. And say her name again.
Annette Renault.
And is she still in realty?
She is. She works at Cry Like Brown Realty.
All right. So while we're here with Movin' and Groovin' today, but you know what? There are good friends, good people all over the place that lift each other up, and hats off.
Absolutely. She's amazing.
No, that's great to hear. So one day you're unemployed, the next day you're
figuring it out.
Gonna
Movin'
be a realtor.
And Groovin'.
So talk about what that was like, and, you know, how blown was your mind? Hey, so we're going to go with this. How far out was that, man?
There you go, groovy.
It was pretty far out. Annette and I became great friends. She allowed me to start taking some of her leads and working with buyers and figuring out, you know, what they needed. Each family needs something a little differently. And then we kind of branched out, and she taught me how to take on my own listings.
And that's really what it's all about. I think it's having that network. And you and I met along the way, and we talked about some different opportunities and got a chance to introduce you to the USDA 502 Direct Loan.
Yes.
She's got a big smile on her face. If you could see this. So having been someone who bought a house, And now you're on the flip side and you're learning, wow, this is all the stuff that happened behind the scenes. Was that just crazy?
Well, it really made me realize why a lot of people don't learn about home ownership. You know, it's a lot to take on, myself included. You know, when I was 18, I had moved 34 times before I turned 18 years old. So having stability in a place to live is something that I didn't really have. And it's something I'm passionate about helping other people find.
You just said something. I'm gonna back it on up there. How many times did you move?
34.
I went to 11 different schools growing up. How many schools did you go to?
4.
Okay. Well, you got lucky there, at least.
I did. They were all in Crossville.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. So the instability of moving.
Wait a minute. I have to play.
Oh, here you go.
I went to 5.
All right.
Whoop. No. In kindergarten.
Wow.
Oh,
all
wow.
Right, Wendy's on the board. Wendy's here to play. So when we're looking at being in this housing space, right, we are all longing for stability. And with everything that goes on and behind the scenes with different loan programs and governmental programs and things, and I'm not going down a political track, I promise you. I'm just with all of the different things that are out there. The one thing that we know time and time in statistics is that home ownership matters, not just to that one person, not just to the Kayla who moved 34 times, not just to Stace who went to 11 different schools, and Lindy went to 5 different kindergartens. That stability matters. Children do better in school. Crime is reduced. People become more involved in their communities. The tax base is grown. So that one house changes everything. So Kayla, you got your first home. You were how old when you bought your house?
27.
What was that like when you get to the closing table and you sign your name on the line and they hand you the keys? What was that moment for you?
Totally amazing. It was incredible. You know, it's something that I've worked for several years, and finally got to accomplish my dream. It was my dream to own my own home.
And now you're on the flip side of that table and you're the one handing that key. How many times do you dissolve in tears?
Every single closing.
Every single time. I'm right there with you. I mean, it's the old Dolly Parton adage that no one here gets to cry by themselves, because, you know, pass the tissue, we're all crying together. It is so emotional, especially with that first time home buyer, because oftentimes they've gone through housing counseling and homeownership preparation, and maybe they had some credit issues or some financial issues or some things that they had to clean up. And that's one of the beautiful things about Clinch Pal, and I'm going to have Lindy speak on that, that we have a HUD-certified housing counseling agency staff, not just we've got a staff that's second to none, that are there to work with you every step of the way and get you to that finish line. Because when you hand somebody the keys to their home, you're not just handing them a place to live, you're handing them a future.
Right.
That's exactly right. Because stable homes build stable families build stable communities. And that's what we're all about. And Stace is right. But when you enter the door at Clinch Pal, our goal is to get you to yes. We can't want it more than you do. You know, you have to be willing to do the work, but no matter where you are on the journey, we can get you to yes. So, and so sometimes the dream, well, so many times when people come in, they can't even dream of home ownership. You know, that it seems so far away. But you know what? For people who are willing to be determined about it and follow along with our program with the counselors, it seldom takes more than a year.
Right.
Usually it doesn't take anywhere near a year, but it, you know, even the biggest hurdles that you face, when you face them along, they're really a lot bigger than they really are. So, and there's no fee for our services. So we love it when we can get people in the program moving up and turn them over to people like Kayla that can then help them find their dream home, and then we can help them pay for it.
And get them moving and grooving.
That's right.
So now that you're a realtor and you've been doing this for a while, what are some of the things that you've learned along the way that maybe me as a first-time home buyer, or you as when you first bought your home, didn't know but would like your clients to know when they come to you?
most of the time, a mortgage payment is going to be less than your local rent payments. That's the number one thing. So once you sign up for that mortgage and you have a fixed interest rate, you have that fixed payment, you're guarding yourself and giving your family additional stability again and not having to worry about rate increases. So that's a huge thing. I always thought it was more expensive to own your own home, but actually, it's not. The National Association of Realtors just released an article that said nationwide, now across the nation, if you purchased a home 10 years ago, you probably have $225,000 in equity if you purchased at an average price.
Wow. 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 And equity means cash. It means money. It means generational wealth.
It sure does. Yeah. I mean, for you and your children.
Exactly. Because for, you know, 99, I don't have research, but I'm pretty sure 99% of us, it is our real opportunity towards having wealth, you know, a personal wealth. Now, you know, it is equity, and equity can be converted to cash, but it's more like retirement.
Yes.
It's more like a huge catastrophe happens, you know, in the family, Lord help it doesn't, but there, it can be converted to cash if you desperately need it, kind of thing. So, but I'm not surprised about that article, because of course we've been in a crazy market, especially since COVID. So a couple of questions I have, is number one, let's start a little and back here and say, well, why a realtor? What do you personally, as a realtor, what do you bring to the transaction? And if I'm looking for a home, what questions should I ask potential realtors to have a good match?
That's a good question. So what I bring to the table is, you know, especially with the first time home buyers, been there, done that. So I can help you in that process. But also I bring a knowledge of what it takes to get to the point that you can become a homeowner. In addition to working with first time home buyers, because most of the time when you purchase your first home, sometimes it doesn't match up with your dream home. But with the equity that you're building, you can always trade in and trade up in the future. So it's important to know that. As a realtor, I feel like I help my clients see through the hard times, because there are hard days during the process, days you want to give up. Annette actually, oh, I probably shouldn't say this. Annette used to tell all of her clients that by the time you're done with this process, you're going to wish you'd had 3 colonoscopies. So I feel like I'm a pretty good partner to have during that case.
Yeah. I mean, it can be overwhelming. The other thing I would say great realtors like Kayla do is they're the ones that are facilitating the little stuff that's so important along the way, the inspections, the negotiations. You know, I sold my rental property and everyone's like, oh, you probably just sold it yourself because you've been in. Oh, no, 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 no. There is no way I'm going to sell my own, because I'm not an expert. Right? That's not my area of expertise. I can tell you about financing all day long, but I want to know that when I'm pricing my house, that I'm pricing it appropriately. I don't know what's on the market, but I know Kayla does. Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to defer to somebody who has that experience. I don't know who to call if I need to put a roof on and how to negotiate that with my buyer, but Kayla does.
It's important. You know, I've lived in this area most of my life. So going back to the questions you would ask the different realtors, I think how long have you been in the area is a huge one, because you have to be familiar with the area, the school systems, the different restrictions in the area, zoning guidelines and regulations, which are different in each city. So it's important to know that they know what they're talking about.
And important to remember that Kayla's not going to get paid until that sale is complete.
That's true, too.
And I tell clients all the time, you know, when they'll say, well, I can just do this myself, right? Well, yes, you can. And is this your area of expertise? Do you feel comfortable executing a legal document by yourself and making sure it's correct? Do you know who to do all of these things? Yes, you could theoretically do this. Or you can have a quarterback on your team. And that's, to me, what the realtor is the quarterback of the team. Because
as the financing partner, I'm in one lane, and you know, I'm going to carry the ball to the finish line and help you get the financing to score the touchdown. But I'm not the one that's throwing it, right? That's the quarterback. The quarterback's calling shots, who's working with that client day in and day out to make sure that not only is their house that they're selling priced appropriately and all of those sides getting taken care of, but them as a buyer, that their new home is also being put together correctly. And there's a lot that goes into being a realtor that people just don't know.
There is a lot that goes into it. You know, daily research of the market. You have to know what's happening day in and day out. There are always price reductions. Inventory is moving quick, especially in our area. We've been named one of the best places to retire in the whole world. So you got to be on your duck, have all your ducks in a row.
Okay. So homeownership month.
What's the biggest difference between being a mom and being a grandma?
Seller as a realtor.
Being the disciplinarian.
You're the cookie monster.
I am. I am the, let's go to Gigi's house.
First of all,
I love that Gigi. That's your grandma.
That's my grandma.
Not talking to the realtor beforehand to see what is going to be.
It's always funny. I pretend like I don't see him, but I see him all the time when my kids are, you know, whatever, we're having a family thing.
If you prepare the house appropriately, then
it'll be something with the grandkids. And I see my son and my daughter will look at each other and say, do you see that?
More recently, sellers.
Do you know what she would have done if we'd have done that?
Trying to get greedy.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I know. I said it.
Yeah.
We've been in a hot market for years now.
It's your job to teach them. Don't do that.
Sometimes sellers can get a little greedy.
Rules go out the window.
It's important to know where the market is.
Although I'm not completely a pushover.
And then the third, I would say, is
I just want to be fun.
Well, yeah, because you've done all the hard stuff.
Because
right?
It is fun.
And
yeah,
showing.
I mean, you've done all the raising and the, you know, bedtime and all of that.
You know, curfew is everything. When that buyer pulls up, they're excited to open that door.
And
it's important that you keep in mind where the buyer is. The buyer is excited. This is the biggest purchase they've ever made in their whole lives, probably.
Yeah. How many desserts do you want?
Right. It's the best thing. I remember my mom. She would always
you just said.
We had two grandkids that lived very close to us. So they were over a lot.
You know, because
that's who my kind of point of reference
now
is growing up.
We can all get
we had
on
Christopher and we had Danielle.
So many programs.
And Christopher was disabled.
In the photographs
and Danielle
on there.
Was not. So they would sit at the table and Christopher could say a few words. And one of them was Aish. Well, Aish meant ice cream. And Danielle would say Malos
of their home to sell.
Or cookie.
Either
marshmallows or cookies.
Yeah.
Right? That's what she wants. So my mom always had.
Right. I mean, if
there
that's what we
always
can
ice cream,
see, what can we not see?
And there was a sticky note on. There was a note. Christopher's. And then there was a special cookie stash that was Danielle's. And I knew if I went in there even with a spoon to take a little bite of that ice cream, I would have been smacked in the next
mistake that buyers make.
There would have been no quarter about that. I mean, it would have just happened.
There are amazing programs that are available, especially in our area, because we're such a rural community, that are available to
you. Christopher,
you know, where you don't have to save thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to make this happen.
And
I think that's the number one thing.
Was at about an
second thing is just kind of running in a house real quick and saying they love it or if they don't. It's important to look at the smaller things, and luckily that's what I'm here for. While you're ooing and aahing, I'm looking at the more particular things, making sure the air filters have been cleaned and the baseboards have been washed.
Sit up at the chair at the dining room table. And he was going to wait there patiently because grandma was going to be there with a bowl of ice cream.
And then the third thing
and it
to this day,
there are things that I think about back to that time and what his level of conversation was.
Not communicating with their lender when their lender asked for documents.
There is a time limit. We are under time constraints. Please communicate with your lender so that we can get you to the closing table on time.
That's a good one. Yeah.
You like that one? We all agree with forever.
Yeah.
You know, that she was so glad that she
expecting
always
the Taj Mahal
and cookies for Danielle. And then when my kids came along, my kids were all about marshmallows. So
Mercedes
then there was the marshmallow stuff.
Right?
And this
I
get this a
my
lot,
sister's son,
the lending side,
he liked a certain candy, so then there was this analogy.
Think back.
And so let's think back for a moment to our first car. Think about that first car that you got.
What
it was. This was your car, and you're going to watch this car every week.
No one's going to have any food or drink in that
that car.
Dakota doesn't have that time.
Does this sound familiar at all?
To be super familiar,
right? And then you have the car for a couple weeks or a couple months, and then the transmission goes out or it needs new tires. And I hate this car. Why did I ever get this car? This car was the biggest mistake I ever made. I can't wait till I get the new car. So then, a couple years down the road, you can afford a new car, a newer car. So you get that next level car. And this car, no one is going
to
breathe on it.
And you can just
because this is my. And then again, about 3-4 months later, and then it's like, okay, and then you get the brand new car. And it's like, wow, no one's even going to look at my car.
And you can print them out. You can find them as a book.
We have this thing as humans that we want to advance. Right? We want to go to the next shiny ball.
No kidding.
So I think it's the same way.
When I kind of lay that out to our homeowners,
first time buyer, this is your first time.
I know where you're talking about Mother's Day, but
home. And also statistics say, what is the statistics? Kayla, I'm going to ask you, what is the average home purchase time that the first time buyer is in their first home? What's the average?
Between 2 and 5 years.
Get together. 2 and 5 years. 2 and 5 years.
I recorded.
It used to be 7.
I did a lot of recording.
So you can see, we're even more shiny ball now, right?
And
so we have to look at this purchase.
Facebook,
this is not your end-all, be-all, final home. This is your first home.
And that thing comes up every year.
So if your goal is that eventually you want to be on 100 acres, and you want to have cattle, and you want to have the barn, and you want to live off the land, and you want to have the big spread,
for me, for my grandkids, or my husband.
More than likely.
So I'm going to, and if it is, what software you're talking about, because I'm like, you know, you could do this, but not the memory that it would take, and where would you put it?
I say that?
Gosh, that makes a lot of sense.
It's an AI. Yeah, I know there's a couple different ones, and you can just
Google
it.
I tell most people
it.
When they buy their first home, you know, you have to keep in mind that's probably going
to
be your first
rental
in the future.
To me, those are the things, right? Because as
well,
I
there
get
you
older,
go. That's a nice way of putting it.
There's things that
some
I
more
want
income there.
That I don't have.
So, yeah, it
my mom's voice, I'm lucky that I have a lot of that because she was on my radio shows for many years. So I can listen to my mom. And that's so sweet, right? And makes me laugh because she was so feisty and spunky and just in your face. And, you know, that's all. Comes through, believe me.
What about location?
So that's really cool. I miss her recipes. If I come to one of the things I did for my kids a few years ago was I got them
buyer
cookbooks.
I might, what if I fall in love with a house?
And I wrote out their favorite recipes that I make for them, the ones that they always ask me for.
Should I?
I'm like, you know, that would have been so great.
Well, the thing about location is, it's the one thing you can't change about a house.
I cannot make my potato salad taste like my mother's.
So location is extremely important.
It drives me insane.
You know, if we find a house that you love that's in a bad location, then we can look in better locations to find a house that we can make into what your dream would look like.
You certainly know.
I have another mistake I'm going
to throw out. She gave me a recipe book where you're supposed to write.
What your needs and wants are.
It's like every couple of weeks you go, you write
the piece of advice that all the first time buyers, especially, is,
you know, I'm not sure what route
and look at.
I'm trying.
Houses.
It's not like I do all that much cooking anymore.
These are my must haves. Must have two car
garages.
Must be in this school.
A few years ago,
I would really like to have a fenced yard.
Years go by fast.
And, you know, I'd like it to be in this neighborhood. So you've got your things that are yours. You can give up.
Anyway, for Christmas one year.
Don't give up the must haves.
I got cutting
boards. And then you can better
boards,
define your search so Kayla can take you out and find things that are going to match
and
your needs versus going out and just looking at anything.
Recipes.
Love that.
Both of them.
Everybody's time.
Right, we always start with a must-haves list.
I make good
And then I set up a customized portal for each of my clients based on those
cornbread
qualifications.
And they're always like, how do you make it? I'm like,
individually.
But I don't measure anything, you know, which of course is very frustrating. But one Christmas, I'm like, okay. So I made like 20 pounds of cornbread trying to, you know, to get it, to figure out just how much of everything. And I bought, you know, of course, the cast iron skillet is the most important. Important part, but not new ones, only old ones. And I cleaned them up and I seasoned them for my son, my daughter,
you
mentioned, for two other daughters, and for Christmas. But on my kids, I wrote the cornbread recipe
for
all of them on the back of a cutting board, Sharpie, and then on the other side, one other favorite is lasagna,
to step
and the
back
other
from
chicken
that
and
say, okay, I can qualify
so,
for this
for them to have that.
X,
well,
but do I
I'll get there to the end of the story.
Right.
this year,
you know,
at
if
Christmas,
I pay X,
my son
then
said,
"What else has to change in my life?"
It's about
so,
gone.
You know,
it's about worn off. And I said, "Well, just take a Sharpie." He said, "No." He said, "I want you to write the recipe out again, and I'm going to have it etched."
There you go.
And I'm like, "Well, you just write it down." He said, "No, I want your handwriting, Mom." There's when you know you've really, you know,
there's some point when you're 40 too quickly.
2 year old son is wanting something in your handwriting. It's like, ooh,
ecosystem
interesting.
But to be a homeowner.
Circling back, that's kind of the best Mother's Day gift.
Yeah. For
when
many of us, and if you have
those moments where you experience that.
Having trusted partners.
Things did matter.
With,
you know,
a good realtor
through the teenage years and through the tough 20s and whatever. Things matter.
With the other people involved. The home inspectors.
It's never the big things. You notice that? It's never, we don't remember and hold on tight
that moved to
oh, remember when, you know, Mom gave me this, you know, whatever. That's not the things you remember. You remember
when
you broke your arm
and
your mom
comes to us
from school. Not that this actually happened, but
I asked them,
you know, and it's
where are you thinking? What is your
I cannot pay more than number? I mean, I remember that memory.
Because I want to see where their head's at.
And then taking you out to ice
so many times, I'll throw out
my mom's birthday
a
day after mine,
and they would be
so,
like,
you know,
in
December
shock,
is like super, you know, super emo,
you know,
for me
they don't
because,
understand.
You know,
well, then we go with, you know, taxes and insurance and everything else that are involved.
So
it's really,
you know,
important. I
having
feel
those memories where we would go
we
and look at Christmas
up front, you know, and
that
as a family.
Where are you comfortable? What is your number?
My mom,
because even though you can go for more, and I will get you qualified. I will submit you at the highest amount because, as we all know,
those
my number might have been X, but
older,
I found this house and now it's
I really
X+.
Try to focus on my
so
kids.
So we want to be able to have that because we can always go down, we can't go back up.
I go on cruises.
So I work very, very hard
when you come
and long,
yes,
hours,
and
long
questions,
and I'll
go on a cruise.
And if you're a lender,
but everyone's like,
are
you're
not
on
willing
a cruise
to
again?
Sit down, and I don't
because
know,
that's what I do. I like cruise,
but they're not willing to sit down and say,
but when I
how can we help you
on these things, and I'm taking these,
maybe that's not the right fit.
Trying to relate to my
children. Probably not.
No, you are the quarterback. Kayla is the quarterback, and she's the one that's going to be taking
I'm
that ball
away
across the finish line
with
along
husband
with that homeowner. So
that's
moving and grooving. I'm going
to
give you just, we've got just a couple minutes. Tell us what else
other
you're doing, Kayla,
because our time is precious.
With moving and grooving?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so, again, I'm just going to give
you
my
said a wraparound
PSA
service.
If you
yeah,
are
so a wraparound experience, it's different for every person.
Figure,
you know,
auntie mama,
when we meet those sellers
mama,
that haven't maintained their home properly or maybe just don't know what it takes to sell their home because they were a first-time home buyer. Now they're a first-time home seller. Sometimes it needs to be cleaned up, so we do declutter jobs. We do clean up inside and outside.
And
we also do home
single
repairs.
Mom and you're struggling and you're
if that's needed,
to how
we
to make
work with
meet
a local contractor
us
that
Pal. We've
is
got
licensed
some great
and insured
financial programs for you.
Just to prepare homes properly
yes
for buyers. Then on the buyer side, you know, everybody has a different schedule. So you might need to look at houses at 7 o'clock in the morning. You might need to look at 7 o'clock at night.
Exactly.
Might need to be done at 2 o'clock in the morning. It might be done at 10 o'clock in the morning. You never know. So it's different for every family. And I kind of work my schedule so that it works convenient for my clients.
At the hospital
yeah,
and the
I
ice
think
cream,
that is
you know,
fabulous.
When I think about
very client centric,
my mom
and
when, she worked all day.
We need more of that.
And she came
and
home every night
make sure that
and
we
cooked
bring
supper.
Up,
and then she went to a second job.
Wrap around services
and.
Forget
and
education.
Oh, what I wouldn't give.
It is really important to be
for
an
some fried
buyer,
potatoes
or salad.
That my mom made. We never had fancy food. You know, it was a while back.
But
now you can't afford it. But, you know, we had
well
fried, we had a lot of fried bologna.
There is no
fried spam.
For
lots of fried potatoes.
So even
because
if
things
you
that,
don't
at
think
the time, those were the things that were cheap, too. But, oh, my gosh, I tried to fry potatoes like my mom. And
how would they reach Clinch Pal?
You know,
on our website at clinchpal.net,
so,
where you can apply for anything and everything.
But things
and
matter,
yes,
you know,
all
and
the information you need.
Oh my goodness!
At 865-828-5927
and ask
and
stories.
Kayla, how would somebody reach
you know,
moving and grooving if I want to go out and I want to find my dream home? What do
ask
I do?
Them about
the best thing to do is to call the office mobile
or,
number,
you know,
which is 931.
And you know what? We all
live
through times, and we do take
grandkids now through my husband and I. You know,
before we leave. We've got
tell,
just like
you
two
know,
more
same
minutes.
Stories
so, number
over
one
and
thing
over,
that you would like everyone to know about moving and grooving.
I wish I'd listened closer. Mm-hmm. And I wish
number
I had
one thing
time
I want people to know
go.
About moving and grooving.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, but then
I know, I just put you on the spot.
How did you
I know
come
I did.
Be there. I mean, there's the rest of the story that
moving and grooving
that would
is
be
truly
really
the home of the wraparound experience. Yes. So if you
well,
have
just take
a
the time,
situation,
honor
that
mom.
Is
we
just
honor
a little
you.
Different.
We thank you, moms, for all that
you're kind
that
of embarrassed to let someone come in your home and see that you've got it kind of dumped up. It's okay.
You know, the hardest working people I've ever met. Sorry, our moms. And you're going to get a great personalized
there's nothing like Mom Radar
with Kayla Hahn. I say this because you have worked with so many of our buyers.
Mom Radar. I know my kids will be like,
taking them to the finish line. You're a huge advocate of Clinch Pal, and I appreciate that so much. I know Lindy does as well. So Kayla, thank you so much, and congratulations.
You have no idea what was happening or going on at that time.
You believe
that
5 years owns her own company, Moving and Grooving. I love it, Kayla.
It's
for Miss Kayla Hahn, Moving and Grooving Realty. Are we going Realty? How are we calling it, Kayla?
Moving and Grooving Realty Solutions.
That ends our day here for Mother's Day. I am for Lindy Turner with Clinch Pal. I'm Stace Cargi. You reach me at 865-274-8598 or Stace, STACE, at clinchpal.net. Until next week, we're celebrating home ownership all month. This is WAEW's Dollars and Cents with Clinch Pal.
Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell airs every Sunday beginning at 1:15 right here on WAEW AM.